Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
We got your ball password coming up here in about 7 minutes.
All right.
We also will catch you up with the AMAs last night. A couple text messages came in about Halloween costumes for kids because Jenna had it on lock with Nick's baby. But thank you, Jenna. Now you can ask Jenna what my son should be for Halloween, because last year we dressed him as Pablo Escobar.
Excellent.
How do I beat that?
I love the babies in the sweaters and the mustaches.
They said drug lords. It's a wonderful picture, too.
Really good.
Yeah, the mustache and everything, the sweater, it looked like just like him.
I mean, the best part about having a baby to dress up is that you can kind of go, you can do this. You can be a little more offensive. Yeah. You can dress them up as the opposite sex.
There's also this, Jenna. From the text as well. My son wants to be a toilet, and for me to be toilet paper. Hashtag boy mom.
Of course. Boy mom.
We want to be toilet paper.
I'm so excited. Yeah, send me all your Halloween pictures. I love seeing them. It makes me so happy.
The dumbest costume I ever was, group costume, was with my buddies Reggie and Paul, Bad Influence Paul.
The bathroom.
We were a bathroom.
I remember that. Yeah. That was hard to get around.
I was the toilet. Reggie was just the handle. You know, some bathroom stalls have the handle.
Yeah.
And then Paul was the toilet paper holder. Boy.
I highly recommend putting it on before you go to a party to make sure you can move.
Yeah,
because when I was Dexter victim and I was wrapped in saran wrap when I went down to get in a cab, I couldn't sit. I couldn't
bend. I remember that, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I also didn't get drunk because I think that I was insulated, almost like a seaweed wrap.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't go to the bathroom. I didn't get drunk. I think I was sweating the whole, just like.
You looked great the next day, though. You looked awesome. Yeah. Did wonders for you. So the AMAs were last night.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody catch the entire 3 hours of the AMAs?
I missed a couple of things, but most of it.
Yeah, I caught most of it. I fast-forwarded a time or two, and then my DVR cut off. Well, I don't know how much was left, but it was during the tribute at the end.
I came in and out with the show, like most of us probably do. Cardi B, though, gave us a nice little moment on the red carpet.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Red carpet, Cardi B's on point.
Uh-uh.
She's very open and honest about the butterflies in her stomach before the AMAs.
I feel so nervous. My stomach been hurting. I've been farting all day because I'm just
Why are you farting?
So nervous. You know, I haven't performed ever since my baby. Ever since I got pregnant and everything. Like, I can't. No, I'm not.
Just a little gas tax. You good?
I don't know. I'm just so nervous, but I know it's, we're going to bring it.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yes. She's dressed like a flower, basically. She's wearing like a flower dress.
Like a fruit bowl or something. Yeah.
Like Chiquita or something.
A vase.
So when she says that, it's like it doesn't go together. It just doesn't. She did win an award, though. She won Favorite Rap Hip Hop Artist. And she made sure to thank her family. So she was pretty sweet on there. She didn't talk about farting.
I really want to thank my daughter. And not just because she's my daughter, but while I was pregnant, I was just so influenced to be like, yo, I gotta do this. I gotta show people wrong.
I gotta show people wrong.
Because they said I wasn't gonna make it after I had a baby. And my husband, hey husband.
We thought we were going to get away with it.
Yeah.
There's Cardi B right there. Taylor Swift did open up the show, though. You saw this, Kelly. How'd you feel about it?
I
like Taylor a lot. I just didn't love this. I didn't love it. I'm sorry if that makes people mad. I just didn't. This wasn't.
I
wouldn't have chosen this song.
I did something bad.
Yeah.
Well, not one of her big hits, but.
Well, I guess maybe she wants it to be.
Yeah.
But and I thought she could have done something.
She got bleeped for the first time on TV that I remember.
Yeah, she said the S word.
Yeah. Her dancing over the years has gotten
better.
Really good.
Yeah.
A lot better.
And I'll say this, too. It seems like since we haven't seen her on an awards show performing in a number of years.
Three or four years, yeah.
She grew up. She turned into an older lady. You know what I'm saying?
Not an older lady. But that's what girls want to hear.
Right? It's called a woman.
Listen to me.
It's called a woman.
And she was like young and bubbly and perky. Like
she
the last
from a little
time
girl to a woman.
And she's developed into a
woman. Yeah, that's what happened.
Really? Yeah.
But I do remember how we kind of remember when she was on the Victoria's Secret fashion show around December. And she was out there trying to be sexy, and we were all kind of teasing her, like, she's just a little girl trying to be sexy. Well, now she can do it.
Now she's got that walk.
Oh, man, she does the catwalk a lot, but now she's grown into that.
How do you do that walk? Because I feel like you're leaning
big
back,
legs,
and you're kicking forward. Yes.
And your legs have to cross over
big
almost.
Gate.
Like,
and it's like your front foot has to pull you forward, right?
You're practicing. You can get it with some practice.
Yeah, I feel like guys can't be doing that.
You can do it, Jason.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate you, man.
You already had my purse on this morning. What, you want a pair of heels?
First of all, it was a satchel.
When
it's on my chest like that, it's a satchel.
Purse.
No, it's a purse on you, but it's a satchel on me. That's all it is. Tracy Ellis Ross hosted again. She decided to make fun of the rappers nowadays because they all have some funny names.
How do you guys come up with your names? Like 21 Savage, where are you? Are you out there somewhere? Anyway, wherever you are, I'm guessing you were 21 when you made that name up, right? And you were like a savage of some sort, correct? Does your name update as you get older? Like when you turn 71, are you gonna be like 21 Savage? Because nobody's gonna believe that. I mean, I don't care how cool you are. And Post Malone, with all the awards tonight, where are you? I don't know where he is, but I am assuming that you have other siblings and you are the last of the three. There has to be like a pre-Malone, mid-Malone, which would make you Post, right? Which means you're like the youngest. I'm a mid myself. And then G-Z, where are you? Come on.
Gerald.
I am assuming that the G is for gangsta who likes to relax. So G-E-Z, that was a simple one. Am I right, Halsey? Halsey? Yeah. Oh, she's in the back? Okay. Well, I imagine that she probably had a lot of sore throats growing up.
Oh, I got you. So the jokes weren't hitting as hard
bad
as they should have.
That was awful.
It was awful.
Yeah.
But it got towards the end, she had a couple of better ones.
Yeah.
But man, I was hurting for her on that.
Yeah, I was too.
And you know, sometimes it happens.
So she had to relive that pain.
She's not listening to this one.
But you know what? She did a dance montage at the beginning and she was awesome.
Yeah.
She was good.
And,
Not all the jokes, and then the rest of
the show, she just kind of, you know,
it's
introed
tough
in and out and didn't do stand up. It was some painful because
it was
painful.
Yeah, it was. And way long. Like, even that bit. Like, okay, one or two, and then that's.
Move on.
Yeah.
But Jenna, you're going to be happy to see that your boy Post Malone was drinking the red wine, not the white wine. Like,
I'm really in the red wine.
And then he switched to
juice. That was a screwdriver, Kelly. There's no way in the world you can tell me.
He switched to juice. It could have been gin and juice.
Yeah. My boy, Shawn Mendes, we're going to get to see him pretty soon. He sang my favorite song from his album, Lost in Japan.
Did it sound bad?
Yeah, the sound's always kind of weird.
Yeah, when you hear it on the TV and recording it, it's kind of different, yeah.
And Taylor Swift, she won the big award of the night, Artist of the Year.
She won a lot.
Became the most awarded artist in AMA history.
Every time that you have made me lucky enough to ever get to stand on a stage and have something really sparkly in my hands and say thank you, every single time this happens, it means something differently to me. It means something different every time. It represents something different. And this time, I just want you to know it represents encouragement and motivation for me to be better, work harder, and try to make you guys proud as much as I possibly can. And so thank you for this incredible symbol of encouragement. Thank you so much for this. And I just wanted to make a mention of the fact that this award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people. And you know what else is voted on by the people? Is the midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote. I love you guys.
Man. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Artist of the Year.
Can't argue with it.
And now political. Yeah. Taylor Swift. The last
Nothing
few days.
In.
Yeah. Why not? Use your platform for what you think is going to be good for the world.
Yeah,
right.
And right now, what's good for your wallet is some money.
Yeah.
How about Beat the Bank Extreme? We got a password for you right here, and you're going to need this here in about 10 minutes to call in and claim your money after you pick your vault.
Okay.
That password is location. Location is your password. That means Beat the Bank is coming up next. And we got some love letters to Kelly. We'll solve some relationship issues next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation, let's do it. Let's win some money. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
It's time to play Beat the Bank Extreme. And we're looking for caller number
17.
Caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank. Make sure you know that password so you can gain access into the vault that you pick. And again, you can look at what vaults have been chosen at KidNation.com. And even if you don't have time, it's okay. Alicia will guide you through if you get through.
Hold your hand.
She'll hold your hand. So if you pick one that's already been taken, she'll say, nah, pick a different one, please, until you choose correctly.
Got it.
Or one that's open. There's no correct. While we wait, though, let's get our love expert in the house here.
Me.
Kelly Raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
To help you, Kid Nation, solve those relationship issues you've been having. Let's do
love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 9 years. We're expecting our first child in February, and we are over the moon. One thing keeps us from being fully happy, though, and it's his best friend. He's our roommate and has been living with us for a year and a half now. He's late on rent, never cleans, expects us to do the housework, like cutting the lawn and doing his dishes. All things I could live with, but the main thing that he's been giving us grief about is he brought bed bugs into the house. Bed bugs.
Ooh.
I've never dealt with these things before, and I'm losing my mind. He's had them since April. Okay. And he decided not to tell us until I started getting bit. Oh. We called an exterminator, and it came out to be $870. He paid his part, all was well for a week.
He paid his part?
They gave us instructions on how to prep. The day they come, our roommate wasn't ready. He hadn't cleaned anything. We've had to have the exterminator come 3 times to treat his room.
He wasn't ready.
Never what is the question?
He's never
just
home.
Just get to the question. Okay. This is ridiculous.
Okay, sorry.
I mean, this
I'm
is
just reading a letter.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, okay, what's the question? This is a horrible situation.
Should I kick him out myself?
Yes.
My husband's afraid of ruining their friendship.
Who cares?
And doesn't want to kick him out.
Who cares?
Okay, so
kick him out yourself.
Yeah, right.
I mean, this is ridiculous. How much are you going to tolerate? You've got a family to protect,
yeah.
A child,
bed bugs.
What? His friendship? What kind of friend is that? Do you need
that
in his life? You
that
need
ain't
to. If your husband's not manning up, which is I know it's not a correct term to say anymore, man up yourself.
Right.
Your mama bear instinct's got to kick in, girl.
It's your house too. You know that.
Kick in.
He needs to be gone.
And if your husband is going to choose the friend over you,
no, that's a
you
whole
got a bigger situation on your hands.
Man, $800 to get rid of bed bugs.
And he ain't paid a dime. What a loser.
The fact that she said he paid his part. No, his part is $800. That's his part.
Yeah,
his
right?
part is rent somewhere else. Is somewhere else.
Gross. I would be livid. If my friend got bed bugs in my house, I don't care.
But he's not.
He's not doing anything.
What is this husband?
In over a year.
And protector of his family. That's the role, isn't it? To be a protector.
Yeah.
You get him out. And if you're listen, if it causes a rift between their friendship, oh well, you be the bad guy.
That's right.
Yeah, for real.
Bye, Felipe.
That's ridiculous.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
For the last month. I have been seeing a man that's 26, and I'm 18. He has a 10-month-old daughter. Now, we've tried to set up numerous dates, but it never works out because of something to do with his daughter. We always just try to hang out, but he can't make our relationship Facebook official because his baby mama has to approve of me. Mm. He says it's in the court papers. Does he have too much baggage and seem not real? I can't tell if I'm a moped. Thanks.
You're a moped. You're a cute moped, I'm sure you are. You probably have a little, you know, horn and little flare. Steering wheel. Yeah, but the handles, but yeah. Why would you settle for that? I don't know why a woman would settle for being kept in secret, be hidden. Why wouldn't you want a love that you can shout from the rooftops and a man that's proud to take you out and say, this is my woman. Look at her. I'm so lucky. But women settle for this crap over and over again because you don't think you're worthy of more. Or there's nobody else out there. You're 18. I don't care if you're 18, 38, 58. Don't have somebody that keeps you as a secret. That's ridiculous.
You're settling.
settling, and there's something so much better for you, I promise.
And you guys are in different stages of your life. You're 18, you're probably experiencing being an adult finally, and having that liberty of not living at home with your parents, and not being in school.
Yeah. And there's a reason probably the baby mama has a stipulation that she needs to approve, because he's probably shown his character before, and she had to have that added in.
Some bad choices by the dad.
You got to be approved by the baby mama.
Now, in his defense, though, she said they've only been seeing each other for a month, so.
You know, this is just too much. It's just too much effort.
Facebook official after a month.
Yeah, it's a little too soon, maybe.
Didn't you hear Facebook's on the way out?
Yeah. Make it Instagram official.
Like,
that's where it's at.
More usage than ever,
Yeah, let's go.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I've been with my fiancé, Timothy, for 3 years. We have a toddler together. He's been a great stepfather to my twins and my son. Tim is a nurse with 3 jobs and can be away from home quite often. A few months ago, he started being very secretive about his phone and put a passcode on it to keep it locked. Ooh. I've had a gut feeling that something had been going on and couldn't let it go. I watched him put in a passcode last week, and then I snuck to look myself. I wasn't shocked, but hurt to find out that he has been telling his lady, Wanda, that I am his ex, and he doesn't have a family.
Ooh.
Another woman named Ona.
Wanda and Ona.
He likes girls that have names that end with the letter A. Another woman named Ona has been told to show that he has a family. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Another woman named Ona has been told that I'm his ex.
Just watch the question.
I posted a video of him to Facebook last week after I saw that to show that he had a family and a house. But all it did was make it look like I was a crazy woman.
Well, why would you do that? Why wouldn't you just dump his butt? Why you got to go on Facebook to pee on him? To show everybody else he's taken?
Pretty much.
What is this? That's your retaliation?
I don't know why I talked him out of leaving me, but I can't stop crying every day. I want to tell the hospital that he works at to look at their nurses being in the supply closet.
You want to ruin his life?
No, don't be doing that. Now you're just...
But
going
I don't want
Facebook.
Him to lose his job. I have no idea what to do.
You know, gather yourself together. Again, women have to start demanding more for themselves. To go online and try to shoo away all of his mistresses so you can keep him, what a prize you got, you know? What a mess.
That's her fiancé.
So what is she asking me? She should tell his hospital? That's all she wants to know?
What should she do?
No, don't tell the hospital. There you go.
They're broken up?
That's the only thing she's asking me. That's all I'm going to give her.
Yeah.
She's staying with him.
She wants to confront him, but she doesn't know if she should, because he may leave.
Well, if he leaves, oh well. Look what you're stuck with.
He leaves.
This is ridiculous. People are living like this. Why are y'all living like that?
Poor Wanda and Ona.
Should she tell Wanda and Ona, though?
She put it on Facebook.
She put it on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, my goodness.
I know what Wanda
Ladies,
and Ona
are doing. Ladies, I'm going to take you all by the shoulders and just shake you and say, what are you doing? Why are you putting up with this? Why wouldn't you confront him? Why would you go on Facebook? That's so passive.
It's crazy, but I think, you know, people get so blinded when it's you and when you're in it.
People are afraid to be alone. They're afraid of what's going to be out there.
Being alone is great. But you know why? Right. It's because people are so critical. Like, you must be crazy. You must be this. Well, sure, maybe I'm all of those things. But, like, I'm happy alone.
You're fine. Yeah.
Being alone's easier than dealing with this mess.
Exactly. They would rather put up with that than being independent alone. And, you know, having to go out. I don't want to have to go out and start dating again. Oh, so you'd prefer to live in this misery. No. This is a better option than anything
and
else?
And those also aren't the only two options. Dating or being in that. You can just chill. You can retire from dating.
That's right.
Guess what? I get to do whatever I want every day.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I work a lot. But I can do, you know, I don't have kids. I don't have a man to answer to.
Yeah.
There's pros to being single. Yes. There's pros to being married. There are pros. There are good sides and bad sides to every situation. What's the good side of staying in that nonsense?
Well, he can't help it because that's the Wanda he wants, but he also has the Ona one.
All right, how long was that spinning in your head?
About 62 seconds.
not bad, brother, not bad.
Yes, confront him. Yes, if you risk
don't
him
call
leaving,
his job, though.
Yeah, don't call his job because then you'll need child support. And then what are you going to do?
Not his kids. He's stepfather.
One of them.
Oh, yes.
It's his.
Yeah, one's his.
All right.
But you know what? I had a situation. I don't know if this is true in every state or what, but I had a friend of mine that I grew up with. He He married a woman that had children.
Yeah.
They were not his biological children. And when they broke up, she sued him for child support.
And won.
Whoa.
They were not his biological children.
Well, shouldn't the bio dad be hooking it up?
Yeah. You would think. But yeah, they were not his children. He did not adopt them.
Wow.
That's weird.
And I don't know if this was a long time ago, and I don't
know
if that's still the case.
That might vary from state to state.
But yeah, he chose not to pay. And that was not a good situation.
He got in trouble?
Wow. Yeah, because it was the law.
Do you blame him, though?
He's like, those aren't my kids.
Yeah. Wow.
How long have they been together?
I don't know. This is a long time ago. But I remember, I was like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
You didn't adopt. I mean, I get it if you adopted them.
Yeah.
But required to pay child support for children that weren't biologically his.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right?
That is crazy. All right,
that's still the case, but
that's love letters to Kelly. If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, go to kidnation.com. We do them on Mondays and Wednesdays, and we can solve your relationship issues just like that. But right now, we want to solve your money issues.
Beat the pain. Extreme. Beat the pain. Extreme. Everyone hates when pranks go wrong. This one.
You run a risk when you play a prank on someone that they don't have a good sense of humor about it.
Mm-hmm. More on that tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
You had to guess who on the show didn't have a good sense of humor about a prank.
Oh, that would be me. I'll tell you right now. I've said it repeatedly on this show. I'm not a fan of pranks.
Do not mess with Kelly.
I don't like it.
So good. Yeah.
But great for the radio.
Oh, yeah. It'll be real great.
Yep. It will.
Oh, man. All right. Let's get to that. Hi, Leisha.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I just got off of work.
Oh, are you a nurse?
Third shift.
I am a nurse.
Oh.
Third shift nurse. Do you work in the emergency room?
I don't. Oh. I work up on a medical telemetry floor. Okay. And we work 12, so we work 7 to 7.
7 to 7, dang. And so you're going to sleep all day?
I'll sleep until about noon because I'm off tonight. I have three kids, so I go back and forth to a regular schedule from night.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think we say our schedule's hard. I think that's
your schedule. Your schedule's hard.
Going back and forth.
And she's dealing with more stressful things. You know?
Way more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I think the kids are more stressful than work.
Yeah. Yeah, on top of that, you have kids too. Yeah, we're just talking about our job. We complain about waking up so early, but it's not stressful. Except for the ratings. Ratings can get stressful.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Leisha.
You can call to hear our problem.
This became therapy session right now.
Leisha, which bot did you decide to go with?
I think I picked 61 or 51. I can't remember.
You chose a Vault 61 from what Alicia is telling me.
Okay.
So we're going to go ahead and...
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. And we're going to go ahead and step up to Vault number 61.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Location.
Password. Accepted.
All right. There you go, Alicia.
Halfway home.
I know you haven't slept.
Oh, my gosh.
Yet.
I have a knot in my stomach.
Oh, no, you'll be just fine. Here's Big Al Mac to tell you how we play Beat the Bank Extreme.
You're going to hear the banker holler at dollar amounts. They're going to increase, and your only job is to say stop when you feel like he's not going to go much farther, okay? We have no idea how far he's going to go. It could be like in the hundreds, could be 1,000, could be 2,000, could be 5,000, could be 10,000. If you hear the word 1,000, please say stop because the door's going to close after that word, and if you don't, you won't get anything.
Yeah,
all
we
right?
don't want that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Christmas is coming up, so...
That's right, it is.
How's that knot feeling?
Oh, my God, it's terrible. Like, it's up to my throat now, I think.
Okay, so... Ooh.
Throat knot, is it?
It's like one of those Boy Scout
knots. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up there.
I think this is more stressful than work.
It'll be over soon, Leisha, and you'll walk out hopefully with some money. Only way to find out is to play. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
Extreme.
Five hundred sixty.
590. 640. 700. 720. 750. 870. 2000.
Stop.
Yeah! All right.
Oh my gosh. Nerves of steel.
The nurse with nerves of steel.
Yeah, right? She's like, this is nothing. I've been up all night.
Oh, man.
I know. No, that was really more stressful than my night.
congratulations.
But way better. But
oh
way
my
better
gosh. What are you going to do with $2,000?
Oh my gosh. I'm probably going to have a really good Christmas for my kids.
There you go.
Aww.
Yeah.
Perfect.
How old are your kiddos?
I have a 4, a 5, and a 9-year-old.
Oh, yeah. They're going to have a great Christmas.
Christmas is done.
Yeah.
And then my husband might get a good Christmas, too. We'll see.
Aww.
Get him a merce.
Well, Alicia, I don't know how you did. I was out around $600.
You had no faith.
I had no faith. I don't know.
I know.
Good job.
Before it started, I was like, you know what? I already started with nothing. Like, I didn't have it. So I'm going to wait until it goes to the max. Hopefully.
All right.
I
had my mind set.
$2,000 for Alicia. Well done.
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
No, thank you so much for listening, and have a wonderful day today of rest, and thank you for what you do at work.
I don't know if I can sleep now.
I know you're going to be so pumped right now. It'll wear down. Don't worry. You'll be able to take a little nap at least, but you hold on for us. We'll get you set up with your $2,000. Let's go. And we do have another password for you headed your way in about 30 minutes, Kid Nation. So if you didn't win this round, it's all good. We got you next round. But we do want to do something with you next, Kid Nation. We call it Whatever Wednesday. This is where you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And talk about whatever you like, Kid Nation. You can ask us any questions. You can bring up any TV show. You can bring up any news story. Anything. Anything you want to talk about. And we do have to get to Big Al's
little tidbit news
here. Tidbit news here that you touched on in the rap.
Yeah.
What went down there? We'll take your Whatever Wednesday calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Another password for you to play Beat the Bank
Extreme
in about 20 minutes. And yeah, Alicia just won $2,000.
$2,000.
She got $2,000.
Yeah, you talk.
On a Wednesday. That's how we do it. And let's get to Whatever Wednesday. Speaking of Wednesday. It's funny you say that from the text. It seems physically impossible for Big Al not to sing the Whatever You Like song for Whatever Wednesday.
Yeah, it is. Pretty much.
That's from Lauren right there.
It pretty much is.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And this is all about you, Kid Nation. You know, sometimes you're listening to the show and you're like, I wish they would talk about this. Or why don't they answer this? Or why haven't they touched on that?
Boom.
This is your time to do it. This is when you can ask us anything or bring up anything you felt like bringing up. Now, Al, during your rap for Beat the Bank, where Alicia won $2,000, you teased us with a little tidbit action.
Here we go.
What happened?
A British man has gone viral after a prank went wrong and ended with an eBay bidding war for his girlfriend. After his girlfriend played a joke on him, Dale Leakes could think of only one thing, getting even. He arrived home and placed an ad for his girlfriend, thinking nobody would actually bid on her. He listed his girlfriend as miniature collectible on eBay.
Okay.
Uh-huh. You know, he used things like constant whining noise and leaky rear, like a car.
Oh.
No serious damage, but you can see she's been used.
That's not funny.
And they kind of laughed about it for a minute. Interest grew, coming from Europe, United States, and Australia. Within 24 hours, the highest bid was at $119,000 and 81,000 views.
Yeah.
No word to this point as to whether he's actually sold.
Yeah, they pulled it because no human trafficking's allowed on that website.
I get it, it was a joke. You said they broke up?
No, I said could have. She could be gone. But yeah.
Oh, I thought in your tease earlier the prank she was gone.
I think a lot of girls would have dumped the guy over the whole leaky back.
Well, I did say that it ended in a breakup. But teased it wrong, Al.
Let's see how I teased it.
It doesn't matter. That's what you said.
You teased it wrong.
The girls were saying.
I was excited to hear about how a prank, a girl got so mad she left the guy over it.
Now, I'm going to decide to say I did not hear it.
Okay.
Just to have your back a little bit.
What'd you say?
I didn't say anything. Because you guys already said he said it. So now Al just needs a little support, so I'm going to give him that.
Thank you, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bro code.
You can't support somebody without the facts.
Bro code.
Bro code. Yeah,
but I can't support somebody if I choose to say I didn't hear it.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Pay attention to the show.
I didn't hear it. Yeah, I'm paying attention.
Hey, I have no recollection. All you have to say, I have no recollection.
I hit my head during the break.
I have no recollection of that.
Thank you very much.
Trey's going to pull the audio.
I have no recollection of that.
Bro code.
Bro code, Trey.
How about just, why wouldn't we play audio when we work on a radio show and record everything that's said in the
show
studio?
Code.
We're looking for the truth.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't handle the truth, Trey. And another thing, we're bogging down.
Yeah, we got to get to the call. Sorry, guys. We can't prove it wrong today.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I want to hear that song.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. So you have something for us for Whatever Wednesday?
Yeah, I have testing today. It's going to take all day. Do you have any words of encouragement?
Ooh. What kind of test are you going to be taking? What subject?
It's just like all real subjects.
Ooh, boy.
Are you a good test taker? You get nervous?
I'm getting really nervous, but I think that may be because I'm on the phone with you.
Oh, okay. You need to breathe a lot. Take some deep breaths.
And I'm sure you studied. You're prepared, right, Rachel?
Yes.
Did you eat a good breakfast?
Yeah, you hydrated good food.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I would go B-A-C-D. B-A-C-D.
No, stop it.
Oh. No.
You've got this. You're going to do great. Everything is just going to come back to you.
Don't spend too much time on questions you don't know and then get stressed about not having time to finish. That's what I would do. Just if you can't answer a question in like what they say like within 60 seconds, move on to the next one.
Move on and come back.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to be fine. You're going to call us tomorrow and say, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Here's what's going to... You're going to open the test, Rachel, and you're going to feel those nerves hitting you right before it. And as soon as you see the first question and your brain clicks on and you realize, wait, I know this answer, it's just going to be smooth sailing from there. You got this.
Okay. Did it help?
Yeah.
Did it help?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
We'll see.
Call us back tomorrow around this time and let us know how you think you did. Okay, Rachel?
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Rachel's going to do just fine. She seems like she was well prepared.
I mean, at this point.
Yeah. There's nothing else
you
can do.
Nothing you can do right now.
Right.
Nothing else.
Man, you know, if you have to repeat a grade if here and there, you know.
Yeah.
I used to love achievement tests.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
No.
I love tests.
No.
I like, depending on the subject.
Well, achievement tests, you don't really study for them. It's just, you know what
your teachers prepare you for those,
right?
Yeah, that way you can say, that was my teacher's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
For Kelly on the text. Hey, Kelly, just listening to the Love Letters to Kelly segment, how much backstory is appropriate without being too long for a love letter to Kelly? I don't want you to get mad at me.
It's like, I got it. He's a horrible human being. You've fumigated 3 times for bed bugs. Okay, I know where we're heading with this question, you know?
Right.
It doesn't need to be
every detail.
Just the gist. I just need the basic facts.
There you go. Yeah, just basic gives a little bit of background's good. Ages are good, so we know what you're dealing with.
Ages are very helpful because the same, I wouldn't tell an 18-year-old, well, sometimes I do, but it's always situational.
Yeah. So there you go.
Ages are helpful.
How long you've been together, that stuff, you know, the basics.
I can't fit 7 years into 7 words, Kelly.
That's right.
This is the wrong segment for you.
For Big Al Mac.
Yo.
Anything new happening at the Ghost Bar?
The Ghost Bar.
The Ghost Bar.
Please rename your bar Ghost Bar.
Yeah, right. That really would be legit. No, but we're supposed to be on Russell Rush's show in the next week. But I haven't personally had any new encounters.
Okay. Maybe the ghost got it all off his chest with Russell.
But I have had people come in wanting to see the ghost.
Uh-huh. Business.
Wanting to be where the ghosts were.
Sure.
Wanting to ask questions about the ghost, Ed, and the little kid. So, I don't know.
Great for business, huh?
Yeah, not bad.
Driving up sales, you have a ghost shot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And we're going to share the evidence with Kid Nation here within a week or so.
Yeah.
You need to get one of those ghost shots that makes the smoke. They do it dry ice.
Yeah.
Smoke go up, yeah.
That'd be really huge
really good,
for you,
especially
Al.
For Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Speaking of evidence, Trey has pulled the audio for the ladies.
On
Beat the bang. Extreme beat.
Did he tease it wrong?
Bang. Extreme. Everyone hates.
Uh-huh.
When pranks go wrong, this one
This one ended with the girlfriend gone.
I thought I heard could in there. Could end with.
Didn't
the
hear could. Go, nope.
Could.
See, now I can't
why
even have your back because now
listen
it's.
Listen to everything that's said.
I was caught listening this time. Now I got caught.
Love it. Gosh, Kelly, don't you feel vindicated?
I got caught, Al.
Trey, I
love being
we didn't
right.
We need the evidence. We knew what he said.
I do love being right. I'm sorry.
I know you do.
I do.
I like Trey 25% less right
there's
now.
There's a bad tease. There's a bad tease for a story. Thank you, Trey.
Maybe even 30.
Wow. Well, that's Trey's job. He's supposed to get that.
It's the truth.
The ladies ask for something, and Trey brings it to the ladies.
He brought it.
That's what he do. Thank you for your Whatever Wednesday calls, Kid Nation, but we do need to move along because we do have to hook you up with a password for Beat the Bank Extreme.
We do.
We already gave away $2,000 this morning. We'd love to make it an extra $10.
Ooh, man.
Make it $12,000 a day. That'd be pretty cool.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
In late a little bit there. What happened?
Delayed, dog. You know, trying to put off the beat.
Oh, I got you.
You know,
a little different. Yeah,
boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little.
You don't want to give them the same thing every time.
No, not the same thing. No. Like, let the beat go and then jump in.
Yeah. You surf that wave a little late, but the
boom.
Smash down.
Boom.
I knew you knew what you were doing.
I got it, dog. Come on, bro.
How dare I question the rap master, Al?
Doing this a long time.
Yes, sir. Aaron, how are you doing this morning?
Oh my God, I'm doing good.
Yes. I love you already.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I love your office excitement voice. You're in the office already, I can tell, right?
Oh my gosh, yes.
All right.
I am.
What kind of office are we in right now?
I am in a finance office. So I'm in car finance.
A lot of serious car deals going on right now.
Oh yeah, serious. Beginning of the month.
Yeah, a lot of MSRP being thrown around.
You're so sexy right now, JC.
Oh yeah.
What else kind of finance term you got there, JC?
Depending on available credit, you know.
Don't do this to me, JC.
I'm sorry. 0% down? Is that what you want?
Oh, stop.
Is that what you want? 0% down?
Oh.
How about, can I interest you in 36-month lease? Okay.
Please just let this woman win.
Stop. All right. Aaron, which vault did you decide to go with?
I went with
38. Vault number 38. Okay.
You're so excited.
I'm telling you.
I love you, Aaron. I love you. Okay, let's step up to vault number 38.
Hello. Please enter your password.
It's operation.
Password accepted.
Wow. Hold on just a second. I'm gonna need to step out of the room for a second. I'll be back in a minute.
It's getting hot and heavy over here.
I'm so excited.
I feel like we need to change the music.
I know. Yeah, that's a little sexy music going here. Like,
it's kind of sexy over here.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No,
it's
okay.
Really okay.
I can't find my sexy.
We're just excited that you're excited.
My sexy.
I've never got through to you guys. I've listened to you forever.
Oh, thank you. I hope you win some big money right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Me too. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, Aaron, you gained access into our bank vault. You're going to be in there with our banker. He's going to give you dollar amounts. Those increase the longer you stay in there, and it depends on how gutsy you're feeling. When you say stop, that is the money you will pull out of that vault. But if you hear $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, or $10,000, you make sure you yell stop because it will not go any higher. Again, there's only $1,000 number in there, okay? Once you hear $1,000. A thousand. You yell stop.
All right. We're gonna pause for a second and just let you gather yourself. You go ahead.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm so sorry. I didn't think I was gonna get through. I cannot believe this. Okay.
There we go. Yeah. Turn the lights down, JC.
All right.
Oh my goodness.
How you feeling, Aaron? Are you feeling good?
Feeling good?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
All right. A little sexy?
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm breathing. I'm good. I got this.
I'm sorry, Al hasn't been on a date in a while.
Swiping right now.
Everybody is watching me, so.
Yeah, all right.
Oh,
it just keeps getting better.
Oh, you got a kale?
All right, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh.
You know how to play the game. You heard the rules, Aaron. Let's win some money. Let's play.
Beat the Bank.
Extreme.
Extreme.
Okay.
70. 90. 200. 260. 350. 440. 500. 520.
That's not right.
Damn.
I know, Aaron.
It's not right. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
You got all excited. We just closed it a little too quick.
I know.
I feel like we let you down.
Yeah.
This has never happened.
Yeah, it's never happened before, Aaron. Uh-huh. Odds of a second date are not good right now.
Yeah. Nope.
I have no idea what happened there.
Yeah. Not our best show. Aaron, we hope you have a wonderful day at work. It was awesome talking to you. And all of Kid Nation was actually cheering you on. We're getting a bunch of text messages going, no!
You come by the restaurant, you get free drinks anytime you want, okay?
Yeah. All right. I will do that, Barry. I'll be there.
All right, Aaron. You have a wonderful day.
Put my shirt back up.
Yeah, all right. If you want a chance to play Beat the Bank Triple Extreme, we got another chance for you tomorrow. 7:10 and 8:10 Central is when we'll hook you up with those passwords. Dang, Aaron, we were cheering for you, girl.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I'm still sad Aaron didn't win.
I know.
She's probably one of my favorite people that we've talked to in the last,
yeah, mine too.
The last few months.
I'm probably going to call her later.
Yeah. Go get yourself a good deal, a car deal.
So yeah.
You can get a little kickback, at least get some money out of the deal.
Yeah.
All right, so Kid Nation, The Walking Dead returned to AMC on Sunday. And if you remember, we did a little contest called Walkeroki.
Uh-huh.
So Kid Nation members made videos dressed as a walker from The Walking Dead, singing karaoke, full makeup, and all that good stuff. You posted it on Instagram, on Facebook, and Twitter. And you had to use the hashtags Walkeroki and tag us at Kid Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Because how else would we ever see it?
Yeah. Well, you guys, we went through all of them, and you guys did an excellent job, Kid
Last
Nation.
Last-minute flurry of entries.
Yeah.
It was fun.
You know, what I think happened is there were such great videos that it took time to make them. You had to do the editing. You had to do the voiceover for them. You had to do the singing.
The makeup.
I mean, that
looked like walker zombies, you know, walker dead people.
Yes.
Thanks, Al.
Yes.
And out of all the videos that came in, we had to pick one to be the grand prize winner. We do have some, you know, runner-ups that will be awarded some prizes, but we only can have one grand prize winner.
Oh.
And that grand prize winner is you, Patricia Underwood. How are you doing?
Oh my God.
I'm so excited.
Your video
We're watching
is...
your children eat you right now.
It is awesome. It is awesome.
I think I did it again.
Oh, God.
You get to hear yourself singing on the radio now.
That's so great.
You went after Kelly's heart, of course, because you sang a Britney Spears song.
Yes, that's part of the reason why we chose it.
Good choice.
I love how you used spaghetti, I think is what you guys were using for the guts.
Yes.
Well done. You coaxed your kids into doing it with you and getting dressed up.
I promised them a souvenir.
Okay.
Did you do the makeup yourself?
I did. Yeah, I watched a couple of YouTube videos and learned how to do it real fast.
You did a great job.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Love it.
Now, the husband, the man, didn't want to be involved in this?
The man.
The man. He's only a husband once he puts a ring on it. He needs to put a ring on it, right?
Yeah, he does need to put a ring on it.
Right, he was filming, I assume.
He was a cinematographer?
He does film production. So I called him immediately when I heard the...
Oh, perfect.
When I heard the contest and told him he needed to come play with me.
Well, Patricia...
And bring a ring while you're at it.
Yeah.
Throw that in.
Yeah.
Well, you did a great job. I was actually telling Al that your cutaways and all that with the camera work was excellent.
They're
did a great job with that. And,
yeah, he's awesome, yeah.
So, as the grand prize winner, here's what you get to do, Patricia.
You and a guest will head to Atlanta for an exclusive party on the set of The Walking Dead.
Yay!
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Now, which one are you going to take with you?
Yeah.
One of the kids or the man?
Not a big man. We're going to get them souvenirs.
Okay,
there you go. There you go.
So the kids, tell the kids.
They were good sports about it. They were okay about it.
They really did. They had a. They did great with their dancing and zombies. Yeah. You did great singing.
Give your girls a shout out. What are their names?
Hannah, Naomi, and Micah.
All right. They did a great job. And just so you know, the runner-ups will also score a $100 Visa gift card.
Yeah. And we'll let you know if you're the runner-ups.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up with those cards. Because, again, there were so many good ones that came in. So, thank you so much, Kid Nation. Patricia, thank you for that video.
Thank you.
And congratulations. Hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your trip to Atlanta. How cool. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was well done.
Great video.
It was very, it hooks you with the shock factor in the beginning.
And the sound effect.
We'll post them at KidNation.com. If you want to go check them out a little bit later so you can see what we're talking about if you didn't get to see it on Kid TV. But since we're talking about walkers right now and it's Halloween season.
Yeah
it is.
Did you hear what happened in, I think it was in Nashville.
What?
At a haunted house.
No.
So someone walked up to these people that just got out of a haunted house attraction, dressed as a character, and started interacting with them. And according to the woman who, I guess she's the victim, there's two victims in here, she said the character handed her a knife. And they usually use props in these places, right? So she handed the props and they're interacting, and the character in character voice with the creepy voice said, "Stab him," to the guy next to her. So she did, because she thought it was a play knife. One of those. Yeah, she thought it was one of those that they use inside the houses that retract, or maybe it's just plastic and it's funny. So she said it did that, and then she realized that something was terribly wrong when she withdrew the knife and blood came out.
Oh, no.
And he screamed in pain.
And he screamed in pain. Yeah. Now, this character ran off, but apparently it was somebody dressed up trying to trick people into stabbing somebody, and she did. So according to the police, they're saying that it might have been an ex-employee of the house that was upset about being let go.
Oh, my God.
They're investigating. She's obviously in shock because she did that. The guy that got hit in his arm, he's in shock because he got stabbed.
He's saying that is exactly what happened, right? The victim.
Yeah. He was there. He saw it all go down.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
Awful.
And speaking of haunted houses, I saw this. Jenna, and I don't know if you would want to do this, because I know you love haunted houses, but they're calling this the scariest haunted house in the country.
Where is it?
It's in San Diego.
What's it called?
It's called McKinley's Manor or something like that. McKamey Manor. And it's an 8-hour long haunted house.
Eight hours long.
You need to take a bathroom break and stuff.
Exactly.
Interested.
It's 8 hours long. People have not made it past the 6-hour mark, according to reports.
I'm probably just tired.
And they're calling it a psychological nightmare. Participants get their head shaved. They're sent away shaking after a range of special effects.
Their actors, head shaved?
Live animals.
I thought you weren't supposed to be touched in haunted
houses. You sign a waiver saying that you're... They duct tape these people. They tie them down. They put them in confined spaces.
No, I'm out.
They have you, while you're tied down, they have tarantulas and rats crawling on you.
No.
People are paying money for this.
No.
There was a report that back in 2008, there was a gentleman suffered a heart attack because it was way too scary.
Nope.
24,000 people are on the waiting list to try this out, by the way.
Go ahead.
24,000?
Yeah, it's not one of those where you just run people through. Obviously, it's an 8-hour deal, so you have to have a limited amount of people. So there's a 24,000 person waiting list.
And no one makes it through.
To try, and nobody's made it past about 6 hours is the longest somebody's made it. It's a survival horror boot camp is what Mr. McKamey calls it.
Oh, yeah, no. I watched some scary show where someone goes around to all these scary places and there's an experience that just looks terrible to me that you pay to be really scared, but they almost like torture you like it's physical.
Like put this in water and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
No.
Where you're almost drowning and things that are really... I watched this series on it. It just looks mean.
They say it's painful.
I don't want that.
They say they duct tape your mouth and then they dunk you in water.
No.
It's just, why would you want to go through this?
Of course, people aren't making it through.
No. But Mr. McKamey says that, I know it's all smoke and mirrors, as bad as it sounds. If we were really hurting people, we would be shut down. But this is called the scariest house in America. Haunted house in America.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm. No.
We still have to sleep at your bar, Al.
Yeah, not the scariest place in America.
But it's pretty scary because it is haunted.
Yeah, that's what the Ghostbusters are telling us. And the show comes on with Russell Rush, I think it's a week from today.
We will have proof here, hopefully, within the next week of what Russell says he heard at your bar.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear it, man.
I'm not much of a believer in that, but I'm after you've been going through that, I think
I'm not either, but
I'm dipping my toe back into the maybe.
I mean, I'm not lying to you. That's what happened. And Russell Rush, who I believe, he said he's had some serious conversations with spirits or a spirit.
Yeah.
I don't know, dog. And I've got employees now that are like bringing stuff to work, like necklaces and you know, sage.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case. What's sage going to do against the ghost?
I don't know.
But I worked at an office where we had a cuckoo bird. And he decided there was bad energy, so he started burning sage in the office. It smelled so awful. Mm. It was awful. Don't be burning sage.
What's sage smell like?
Stinky.
Just stinky. Burning flour or something?
No spirit wants to be around that stinky
different.
Stuff.
It's different. But you're not supposed to burn it like all the time.
And who was the one that found out that sage, like, how do we know that that's what scares ghosts? Did we talk to a ghost? And ghosts were like, yeah, sage scares us. That's how we know.
I think we have a ghost on the phone right now.
I think we have a ghost on the phone.
His name's Sage.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.